your hands and give Him praise. Holy. We thank you because out of all the services, everything we do in the service, offering, prayer, the word, only one acknowledges you, which is praise and worship. You said if I be lifted up, you are speaking of your death. But if we lift you up, you will draw men. Draw men tonight. Draw us by those testimonies, by the word, by the music, by the worship. Draw us tonight. You are the reason that I'm happy. The only reason that I'm happy. You are the reason that I'm happy. The only reason that I'm happy. You are the reason.
You are the reason that I'm happy.
You are the reason.
You are the reason I'm happy.
Father, you are the reason.
You are the reason.
You are the reason.
You are the reason I'm happy.
Nitori Reni Moshi Shaka. Baba Nitori Remani. Atoba Jaye Nitori Reni. Nitori Reni Moshi Shaka. Jesu Nitori Reni.
Nitori Reni.
Nitori Remani.
Nitori Remoshe Shaka.
Atoba Jaye Nitori Remani.
Nitori
Remoshe Shaka. Nitori
Remani.
Nitori
Remoshe.
When I remember your promises, I shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. When I remember your promises, I shout hallelujah.
You're not the man that you should lie, or the son of man that you repent.
When I remember your promises, I shout hallelujah.
You're not the man that you should lie, son of man that you repent. Raise your dance. When I remember your promises, I shout hallelujah.
When I remember your promises, I shout hallelujah.
I am in the head and not the tail. Feel the shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For those testimonies, just lift your hands and just give God praise. Everything God has done, go ahead and give Him praise. For the ones that have been shared, the ones that are yet to be shared, go ahead and talk to the Lord. Appreciate Him. Great is Your faithfulness, oh God. I want to hear Your voices. There is no shadow. Now change not. Thy compassion they feel as You've been. You will always be. Thank You, Father. Within the short time that we have, Lord Jesus, let us be catapulted to where we belong. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. How many of you were blessed on Sunday? We were talking about honor as one of the major ways to be wise. Honor means all is well. The best way to describe honor is that all will go well. I pray for somebody here. All will go well for you. How do you know dishonor? Dishonor hates demonstration of honor. What is wrong with you? Is it a man you are shaking for? You are afraid of your appearance too much. I just wanted to tell you that on Wednesday when I came to your house, happened. People who talk like that, you need to investigate in their foundation. You see that they don't have parents or they have a warped belief system. This is not Koza. This is Bible. How you know your friend and how you know anybody, whether they are in honor or dishonor, is that dishonor demonstrates that they hate honor. They don't hide it. The next thing you need to know is that dishonor criticizes honor. They talk about it. They don't keep quiet. If they keep quiet in front of you, they will tell somebody that will tell you. Dishonor always criticizes. And some of you, you've picked up bad habits. I don't know if you've given a thought that you are not born with any habit, any attitude. The ones you have today, you picked it somewhere. Some of you have picked up bad habits and you thought when you critique other people, it means you're intelligent or you are fighting for the right curse. Somebody was attending this church before and confessed to me that she had a farm where that person used to harvest Indian hemp. And I was watching YouTube. I saw the person who they have the farm with critiquing the president. I was wondering, anywhere, the person even went ahead to tell me anywhere that anywhere you see drug addicts in town, anywhere they're selling, told me how people sell, anywhere they're selling. He has a license in this city to sell. He is the president of those who sell. But he's critiquing the president. He does not have rulership over his own spirit. It's very easy to critique other people. So you think when someone talks or someone is on TV, you think they're intelligent. No, it's not so all the time. I'm talking more than you are responding to me. Honor is proven by long-term loyalty. It's not short-term. Anybody can like somebody, can talk. The moment a regime pays you in the government, you talk nicely. But when you talk for 30 minutes, we know your uncle is part of the regime. Yes. And it's getting to you. Once it doesn't get to you after 6 months, you change the way you talk. Come on, talk. Why are you looking at me strange? Honor also is proven by attitude. You can honor and be neutral. It's not possible. It's proven by attitude. Honor means all will go well. Pray for somebody in this place, listen to me, that all shall be well with you. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Please don't stop there. But every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you, not some, not somebody, not pastor, you will condemn. Now I stand here and I declare that poverty is no longer your friend. Now I know that it's good to teach and explain to people how they ought to do business, like Sister Tony and Brother Lex have spoken. You must have several streams of income. It's correct. I've thought about it. If you're a witness, that Pastor Matthew has thought about it over and over in this church. But God does money miracles. You may not believe it, but I believe it. And I pray for you. There are two things that are major in your life. Your health and your finance. If you have finance and you don't have health, what will you do with the money? If you have health, you don't have finance, what will you do with the health? Those two, I wish above all things, above your speaking in tongues, above your fasting, that you be in health and you prosper. But as your soul prospers, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May poverty, I condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. May it not be your friend in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout threefold, amen. No weapon formed, sit down, against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. So mountains have ears to hear when you condemn things. The weapons in your life, the enigma you're fighting that you don't know the beginning, came into your life. That thing the doctor said, that thing the financial analyst said, that thing you're struggling with, came into your life because somebody spoke. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Everything spoken against you, ill-spoken words, maybe is passed from your grandfather to your father. Maybe you have money, but you're struggling to have it. I pray in the name of Jesus. Today, as your pastor, I condemn it. See now, the Bible says this is the heritage. In other words, this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This is how we know you're a servant of God, when you speak and it comes to pass. You heard the testimony? Even though the brother didn't display his pictures. If I heard right, it was the brother that said, Pastor was talking about me. I shared his testimony on Sunday. That when a prophet speaks to you, it shouldn't be the first time you hear. I spoke to him on Sunday. Within a week. Yes, same result. When you were hearing it was when I was hearing it. I pray in the name of Jesus. This service will not be ordinary for me. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me. Telling you this is not an Old Testament scripture. Because righteousness was based on your doing. This is an imputed righteousness. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, God's righteousness shall work for you. Amen. When you speak, it will come to pass. Amen. In Psalm 149, he was talking about something else. In verse 7, Psalm 149, verse 7, he begins to talk about a serious thing. He says to execute vengeance on the nations. When you hear nations, it means heathens. It means God's enemies. And punishment on God's enemies. In verse 8, the Bible says, to bind kings with chains. I'm singing a scriptural song, and I'm binding demons. To bind kings with chains, and their nobles, I'm not talking about my demons, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. So when you catch an armed robber and he has not gone to court, he's called a suspect. You don't say, no, he was caught red-handed, stealing. No, he's a suspect until he's found guilty. So when he's found guilty, they take him back to the awaiting trials until the day, or let me say to the prison, until the day they will execute what was pronounced by the judiciary. So they are executors. And I'm happy to announce that there are executors in this place. There's a written judgment. That's why the Bible has been written. So to execute the written judgment, you must declare scriptures, whether you are singing it or you are declaring it. The Bible says, dishonor all the saints. These are not pastors. All the saints, they have it. They have this one. I just gave my life to Christ yesterday. All the saints have this one. My voice is thin. All the saints have this one. I pray that as you bind, it will be bound. Amen. As you lose, it will be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is not enough to say positive alone. To just say positive things. And just declare before you go out. It's good, but it's not enough. You have to learn how to counter the enemy. Please allow me to use this word. You have to learn how to curse. I know you don't know which one to believe. I like Bishop Oyedepo, but I don't like the way he says he curses. Oh, Pastor Kick is Pastor's friend. He comes up things, he curses. Well, I want to say to you as your pastor today, as a believer, you must curse. Yes, what I mean by that is you must use scripture to counter what the enemy says. You must empower the enemy to fail. Is that okay?
Yes,
okay, listen close. Just listen. And get close to me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. This honor, how many people have it? All the saints. For our light affliction is but for a moment. If your affliction is forever, there's something wrong. But if it's for a moment, it's okay. Everybody goes through. In fact, if you don't go through, I should call you and ask what you do. There are things you'll never be able to explain on this side of heaven. Everybody goes through. But if your affliction, number one, if it's not light. But we need to read on and find out what Apostle Paul called light affliction. Many times they put their ear right now. They saw he wasn't breathing and they left him. He woke up and went preaching. They stoned him many times. But that's the message for another day. For our light affliction is but for a moment. One thing you'll notice about Apostle Paul is that whatever he's going through or whatever he goes through is but for a moment. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, what has become part of you, what the enemy has talked into, what is not consistent with your redemption that the enemy has talked you into is now normal for you. I pray in the name of Jesus, you are coming out. You know why the second twin kindly comes out? Because the first came out. Ah, so there's a way. It comes out. That's why honor is given to the first one that comes out, even though it's just minute difference. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will come out. I pray for you again. If one person will make it in your family, it will be you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. And now, so some people tell them, what I'm going through is but for a moment. It's but for a moment. Be seated. In Psalm 34, verse 19. Psalm 34, verse 19. I want you to read. Ready? Read. Let's wait for others. Ready? Read. But some of them, many of them, many have the afflictions of the righteous. Many. I can't, after one, this one you are dealing with, when you overcome it, another one will come. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, except you're not righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. The one you are dealing with right now, the Lord will deliver you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Nothing is allowed to be in your life forever. It's not possible. No sickness. No poverty circumstance. This same church, as you are coming out down from the bus, you see the cars being parked. Tell yourself, that place will be good for my car. I will sit back right now. That church is not for me. Yeah? People like me. Yeah? The question, the intelligent question you've not asked is, some of the people that parked their cars, they didn't have a car when they came. I feel like asking the question, if you follow the boss, thank you. Any other person want to say, Drew, where is that? They came by bus, but they now have a car. So yours will not be different. Who told you you must go and join the poor people because of that? Who told you? Hey, that judge, you must know how to dress. So what? Are they borrowing clothes too? How are they getting dresses? They came worse than you. That walks the wise. Shout! They will not make. Shout! In Genesis 12, verse 3. Genesis 12, verse 3. Are you alive? I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. What I want you to see is that God blesses, God curses. He said, I will bless those who bless you. Then he doesn't stop there. He said, I will. Are you more godly than God? Huh? I'm building an argument because I know that in Koza, I need to show you many scriptures before you will receive what I'm saying. Not just here, receiving it. Because I want you to start tonight. Command Every stagnation cursed in the name of Jesus. Every investment of hell cursed in your life. Anything that is not consistent with your redemption, cursed in the name of Jesus. That sickness is cursed in the name of Jesus. Can I have a threefold amen? In 2 Kings chapter number 2, verse 23. I want to read 23 and 24 to you. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Then he went up from there to Bethel. El is God. El Shaddai Elohim. El is God. Beth is the house. So Bethel is the house of God. As he was going up the road, some youth, 42 of them, came from the city and mocked him. I pray for somebody here. Whatever has been mocking you, may that thing bow right now. Sickness, poverty, whatever it is, any evil report that has been mocking what you represent in the body of Christ, may it bow to you right now. If you believe it, shout him and let this roof remove. They mocked him and they said to him, go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head. Verse 24. So he turned around and looked at them and pronounced a blessing. By who? By the Spirit of God. On them, in the name. In the name of the Lord. And two female bears came out from the woods. And more 42 of the youths. I pray in the name of Jesus. When you speak and condemn what does not belong to you, heaven will respond to you. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that you are the Elisha in this generation? There are some things you tell God and God is like, ah, with the grace you carry. Ah, these things are happening in your life. As you declare and decree tonight, in the name of Jesus, I pray the new life you carry on your inside will answer for you. In case you are seated, you are thinking, oh, I didn't come for this today. I used to be like you. That's why I'm showing you scriptures. I will show you Old Testament. I will show you New Testament. I will show you several things. He cursed them in the name of the Lord. Curse does not mean no go better for you alone. It means you empower the enemy to fail. I pray the devil has failed your life. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, you know the story. But before I read the story to you, let me read verse 23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever, see, I tell you, I say I have a weakness. If you mocked me yesterday, and I pretended like I didn't hear, and today you saw a fig tree that I cursed yesterday, you saw that it's been withered from the root. When you say, Master, Master, I'll say, yeah, like Arnold. The tree you cursed yesterday has dried from the root. I said, don't try it. It's for me, my father, and I'll be walking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jesus said, anybody can do this. I cursed a tree. The tree was living. Let me tell you worst case scenario. Mountain. If you see to this mountain, there was a this mountain he was pointing at. Be removed. Clear instructions. Jesus didn't say, dead, rise, and Lazarus, come back. I've been to the tomb of Lazarus before. It's one of the mysteries of God's word. Don't count the number of steps. Some people have counted the number of steps. I say bent. If they said he just came alive, I would have thought he walked. He said, lose him and let him go. How did he come up? The word lifted Lazarus up. As you declare, since you are the extension of Jesus Christ, your word will lift your situation up. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Let me say this to somebody here. You are not the, see, your situation is not, it's not final. Maybe they said you'll not have children again. My wife told me something yesterday. She reminded me. Not that they told me. Our two tubes were gone. How did she have those children? Oh, have you thought about it? In your church. This is not what they said to me. Thankfully, all of them look like me. We need more money for artificial insemination. There's nothing wrong with it. I encourage people. I pay for people to do that. But then we didn't have money. We didn't even know it existed. We were in Lorraine 23 years ago. Four children. How? Gone. You know what shocked me? Let me tell you the truth. Everything the report, HSG is still the best till now. Every report that brought out changed instantly. It happened to me. What can God not do? Where, see, I love doctors. Where whatever they said ended is where your God started from. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you know why they had to sit you up and pronounce to you? Because you needed to believe it. The devil needed your permission to destroy you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I waited patiently for the Lord. I inclined to the sound of his voice, not the financial. He lifted me from the miry clay and set my feet on my. May you be set on the rock. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody. Be removed and be cast into the sea. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes he will have what he says. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will have what you say.
Amen.
In Mark 11, verse 12, sit down. I want to show you something. In Mark 11, verse 12. Now on the next day when they had come out of Bethany, the same story I narrated to you. He was hungry. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree having leaves. Some Christians are like that. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. The thing had leaves, but there was no fruit there. He went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not yet season for figs. I've explained this to you, that Jesus Christ came like the first Adam. No season. Verse 14, I'm going to read 14 and 20. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat of the fruit from you ever. And the disciples heard it. Okay. What did he say? Let nobody partake out of you anymore. You will not be used anymore. Okay. In verse 20, see the way Peter looked at it. In the morning, in verse 20, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. From where? The root. Verse 21. Peter remembered and said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cast. Look at your neighbor's face. Don't see anything. Just look and just turn back. Turn back and look at me. The fig tree which you cast has withered away. Jesus cast a tree. But he didn't say, no, go better for you. He said, nobody shall eat out of it. He wasn't talking to God. He was talking to the tree. And he walked away. The next day, he wasn't like, you guys, you know, I cast a tree yesterday. Take cognizance. No, he expected the tree to die. Why it took time for what you're saying to come to pass was the words go to the root of the matter. It goes to the foundation of the problem. It's just like if you open the tap of your house and there was no water and you forgot to close it back and water came at night And the water overflowed it. The whole place, the kitchen, is now in the sitting room. The rug wet, everywhere wet. The first thing you do is not to mop. Is to close the tap. That's the first thing you do. You go to the source. The words of Jesus went to the source of the matter. I pray as you speak tonight, your word will go to the source of the matter. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. In response, Jesus said to it, no one shall eat fruit from you ever again. And he walked away. And Peter, in verse 21, says, Lord, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered away. I showed it 20 for a reason. The words went to the root of the matter. I pray that you not approach your seat. In the name of Jesus. Let me show you one more because of time. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. Let me read from verse 42. Amen. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him. That's the first thing, first strategy of the enemy. You'll be disdained. The devil will remind you when you sin the secondary school. I'm not saying continue to live in sin. But I'm not saying you should be sin conscious also. You should be righteousness conscious. When the Philistines looked about and saw David, he disdained him. That's the first thing the devil will do to you. He's afraid of you. And I will show you in a moment why I said he's afraid of you. He disdained him. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. Did you see that? In verse 3. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you have come to me with a stick? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. So we see that you can curse the name of the Lord. On the other hand, the enemy cursed David. Oh, I thought this battle was battle of spear and you had someone that bought a shield. No, it's to distract you. It's to make you go to the hospital. I'm not saying don't go to the hospital. It's to make you feel everything is the surface. Asa died because he had the best of doctors. He didn't depend on God. He depended on drugs and God killed him. That's what the Bible says. When this man raised up one leg and said, Shele, 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 hey, hey, Shele, 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 began to recite in Cantation, David said, huh? So this battle is not spear and shield. You think it's by Thai? Yeah. You think it's English? All right. All right, it's different. All right. Yo, I had 2-1 in school. Really? It's good. I was talking to my kids today. All you need to do in school, you have, for the person who's just entering, you have 4 years. All you need to do, just focus for 4 years. There are lots of people I went to school with. They were popular in school. Popular in school. They're nothing because you're really examiner on the street. If I mention their names, you don't know their names. If they enter here, ushers will push them anyway. They are just nobody. But they were training in school at the time. Life is a leveler. So don't think I don't believe in school. I don't believe in having high grades. But I'm telling you, in this life, and I returned and I found that the fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The battle is not for the strong. Favor is not for men of skills. Time and chance does not happen to some of them, happens to them all. Because favor is not for men of skill. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. Or else, Ekiti should have been the wealthiest state. Because in your compound, there can be 3 professors. Speaking English like he's using mouth to pound him.
is not all there is. The Philistines cursed David with his God. What did he say? The Philistines said to David, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air. Ah! Thank God, David did not keep quiet. Some of you keep quiet and listen and say, he has said, he will give my flesh to the, he is tall, he has spear. And there was no sword in Israel at the time. No blacksmith. The Philistine says, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. That was all Goliath said. And he said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. But I come to you. He turned that battle. Go and read when the apostles fought. They turned the battle to Jesus Christ. They said unto you and your son, this once I beat them up. Not to us. I've come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. How many of you have cursed like that? How many have said, well, what you declared concerning my health, you've said, or you read in school, but I came with a higher knowledge. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. The first thing David did, everybody thought the armies were armies of Saul. He said, no, how come this uncircumcised Philistine, uncircumcised a covenant word, defied the armies of Jehovah? They were like, where did they come from? Do you know what the army of Jehovah? Do you know what they are? It says, the Lord of hosts, I come in the name of God, and the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. He didn't say you defiled me. You can't talk to me anyhow, but you can't talk to God anyhow. This day, not tomorrow. Somebody say this day. The Lord will deliver you to my hand. The man just said one statement. I will strike you with what? With rope? Do they strike with stones? No. He knew it was going to come down that day. I will take your head from you. I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth may know that there's a God. He didn't mention David. Verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword or spear. For the battle is the Lord's. He will give you into my hand. Did you see how he cursed him? Did you see how he cursed him? Let's read 48 because of time. So when the Philistines arose, David charged. That's the first person that would charge towards Goliath. The man was like, ah. And ask your neighbor for me. He said, charge towards poverty. Charge towards our sickness. Let me say something. The Holy Spirit said to me, stop waiting to be cursed. Start the curse. You don't want to hear the word curse. I just showed you what curse is. Somebody says something to you, you just accept it because it sounded nice. And that's why you're living from defeat to defeat. David hurried and ran towards the armies to meet the Philistine. He charged towards him. They were surprised. Nobody ever. From the time he would come out and just speak words, everybody started shaking. David charged towards him. You must be bold. You must be bold. You must take some audacious steps. You must make some audacious statements. Amen. Amen. Can we read 49 and 50? I'm just enjoying it. Let's read 49. Then David put his hand in his bag and took a stone. Please. The weapon David had in his hand, was there anything to cut his head? To give the birds of the air, the fowl of the air, the head, and all the Philistines In fact, if you touch my brother, you'll be in trouble. He had four other brothers. Okay, if you kill Goliath, I will kill you back. No, they all fled. David put his hand in his bag of stones and took out a stone and he slung it and struck the Philistine in the forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead and he fell to the face of the earth. I want to ask you a question. Did he win with the stones or with words? So David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and with a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Which sword did he use? The sword of the enemy. He used it to cut his ear. Let me print myself because I may not get there. David gave the head of Goliath to Israel, but he kept the sword in the temple for another day. The battle you are dealing with does not end while you are alive. It's coming again. So keep the sword. That's why you cannot walk away and say, I'm not watching YouTube again. I'm not visiting the Word Factory again. You must keep the sword because you will need it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about you feeling this way every day of your life? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're getting something, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're getting something, shout hallelujah. In Exodus 7, verse 12. I don't have time, so I need to run. Exodus 7 and verse 12. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpent. But Aaron's rod swallowed up the rod of Jannes and Jabez, the Egyptians. As you speak tonight, your words will swallow up every word spoken concerning you. Warn your neighbor, three of them, tell them you can't be quiet right now. You can't be quiet right now. Luke 21:15. I can't preach this scripture without reading the scripture to you. For I will give you. Tap your neighbor, say he has given me. Find a new neighbor, say he has given me. A mouth and wisdom, which all, not some, not many, not few, all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Kari baba baba. Kasatari baba. I think I'm preaching to myself. Kashatari baba baba. They will not be able to stand against it when you open your mouth and speak. Let's look at it in New Living Translation, NLT. For I will give you the right words. Such wisdom. So, I will give. Your word says, is it not your word that says, I will give you? No, babies talk like that. I have the right words. But you don't have it. Sure, I have it. The right words and wisdom that none of my adversary can stand against it. I love this word. He said, if I will give you the right words, such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply. If the devil is still replying you, is not the word I'm talking about. Or refute. I pray in the name of Jesus. You will speak tonight and your adversaries will be mute. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. In Exodus chapter number 4, I want to read from verse 11. Exodus 4. Moses said, cannot speak. Then the Lord asked Moses. Whenever God asks a question, it's not for him to receive answers, it's for you to wake up. Who makes the mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak? Who decides whether people hear or do not hear? Who decides whether people see or do not see? Is it not I? Not the Lord? I love verse 12. Verse 12. Now, go. You don't need more than that. Now, go. KJV says, now, therefore, go. I will be with your mouth. Tap your neighbor. Say, God will be with your mouth tonight. Find a new neighbor. If that person doesn't understand, say, new neighbor, God will be with your mouth. And teach you what to say. If you believe it, let the threefold men raise the roof. Very quickly, speak against. Speak against. Speak against. Some of you are too timid. I don't look for the devil's trouble, and he will look for mine. Who told you that? He likes people like you. That you are waiting for him to strike before you strike. Sometimes it's too late. You strike after 3 days. He has gone far. You speak against. Jesus looked at the fig tree and spoke, said, nobody will eat of you again. In other words, before that time, people were eating from the tree. So you would see things that are contrary to the normal occurrence. Let me give you an example. Poverty circumstance has been going on in your life. If you are used to it, you stand up where you are. That's why I'm preaching to you. Not for you to say, oh, Pastor Gbuno, oh God. No. I'm preaching to myself. It's for you to revolt where you are. And say, from today, is a new beginning. Is a new person that Pastor was talking to. You can say no to that sickness. Because sickness is a curse. You can say no to it. You can say no to it. It was yesterday, I remembered, when I went for a church program. An internal organ grew again. In the church, you would not even believe they mentioned the name of the church. An internal organ. When I heard the testimony, I thought to myself, is that a testimony? That should happen. But I thought about it yesterday. An internal organ can grow on your inside. A new one. This is not something I read in a book. I saw the testifier. In a church, you wouldn't think the supernatural happens then. I pray in the name of Jesus. For you, what I've said to you is done. Is not the last bus stop. It's not the last statement. You are coming up again. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. What did I say? Speak against. Speak consistently. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I may touch. People were touching. It was not the touch. People were touching Jesus. When Jesus said, someone touch me. Sir, many people touch you. But there was a thought that was different because she said. But the Bible says she heard about Jesus. What have you heard? What are you saying consistently? Don't keep quiet. Say, when I'm quiet, my bones grew old within me. Psalm 32. Don't be quiet. You must make up your mind. I don't know the walks of life you belong to. You have to be speaking. The woman kept saying, all I need to do is to touch the hem of his garment. Some people are selling the prayer shawl right now so that you touch it. Nothing has happened to people since they've been selling it. If you know something has happened to, wave your hands at me. Nothing has happened to people because they didn't say. Is not the hem of the garment, is what she said. If I may, but just touch. No antecedents. No, not that she read in the scripture. That she, no. She just heard about Jesus and she said, we would have heard. All I need is just to touch the hem of his garment. Speak against, speak consistently. Number three. Speak. Your life depends on it. Some of you use tablets. And they told you this tablet will be 6 months before it starts working. You decide to use it. Some, they tell you, it's 3 months. Oh, yeah, this thing, is Abba. It takes a year before it starts working. And you start. To start now is better than not to start at all. And you are expecting that in 1 year it will start working. Why do you stop speaking? Because you're not seeing results. Encourage your friend. That you hear his voice. You hear a voice. Encourage them. It's time to speak again. Speak like your life depends on it. Number four, speak knowing that you are creating something. If God just said, let there be light, and there was light, why did he rest 7 days? Do you know what you do that you have to rest the 7th day? Light! Be! There was no light. Kasitari Baba. Kashata. Light! Be! Oh, you have to create it. He meditated. He light! Be! And there was light. Ah, and he saw that it was good. Next day, I divide the firmament. It was work. Know that you are creating something. I don't know if you've read Ezekiel 37 before. Let me read to you from verse 10. Ezekiel 37. From verse 10. Ezekiel 37 from verse 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he told the bones to gather, they came together and they stood. There was no breath in them until God told him, prophesy. Prophesy again. And let the breath come in. Call the four breath from the four angles of the world. You must know you are creating. If things aren't working yet, keep speaking. Ask God, what should I say again? Amen.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, say, keep speaking.
Yeah.
Number five, speak to recreate your world. Maybe you joined the church from Lugbe. That's okay. Maybe your neighborhood, nobody can even pronounce it. Maybe it's Kutingor. You see, has Pastor been there before? Pastor just say Kutingor all the time. Jikui all the time. Has he been there before? I don't need to be there. Because prayer is not spare, it's javelin. You throw javelin at what you can reach. You command those bones in Ezekiel 37. They are the armies of God, but they were bones. When the devil dealt with them, he thought that was the end. They were very dry. God asked the major prophet, can these bones live again? He said, you know, Lord. He said, come on, I want to teach you something. Can these bones live? So I answered, oh God, you know. Because the guy was scared. If I say he can't live, and they can live. If I say they can live, and he says, wake them up, what will I do? He said, you know, Lord. And God told him, prophesy to these bones. Both of them were standing near the bone. When God said what he said, nothing happened. Until a man on earth repeated what God has said. Ah, and also somebody say, I will repeat what God has said. Those guys could fight for God. There was breath. They were very dry. But God said, I can give life back into them. I can put armory back into them. I can make them defeat the enemy again. All you need to do, Ezekiel, is to prophesy. Every tongue that rises against you, in the name of Jesus, you will condemn again.
Amen.
As you bind, things will be bound.
Amen.
As you loose, things will be loosed.
Amen.
If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Rest your feet, I'm out of time. In Isaiah, in Jeremiah 1:9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. What I've done in a few minutes that I've spoken was, I touched your mouth. And the Lord said to me, if you know you heard God through me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Behold, my words in your mouth. Go ahead and pray in tongues. That's how to do it. Don't be quiet. Don't be gentle. When you speak, I will tell you. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Don't be quiet. Don't be booting. Don't be warming up. Get into this thing straight. By someone that was taught. Has doctor told you never have children? Has doctor told you you have arthritis? What has doctor told you? People are making Abuja. They are still struggling. That's why you have joined this church. Go ahead and declare, say, Lord, I thank you because you talk my mouth with the calls for your altar. I decree and declare. Go ahead and curse every circumstance that is not consistent with your redemption. Go ahead. I can't hear you. You're praying in tongues enough. If you need to leave your law, leave your law. If you need to leave your seat, leave your seat. God does not tempt with evil. Something is wrong somewhere. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. In Proverbs 2 and verse 6, Proverbs 2 and verse 6, the Lord gives wisdom. And from his mouth, not from any part of his body, comes knowledge and understanding. You're going to say tonight, I receive wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Let the devil be on the run. In my life, in the name of Jesus, over my family, mention your children, mention your spouse, and say in the name of, let the devil be on the run. In my life, in the name of Jesus. Pray with finality. You are not going to repeat this prayer at all. You will have instant testimonies. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you made up your mind to serve the Lord, may life answer for you. A songwriter says, bend down and see what the Lord will do. The distance between your problems and the solution is the distance between your knees and the ground. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will shock medical history. People are walking in the hospital. They're walking everywhere. But they've been hearing of testimonies, but they've not seen testimony. You'll be the first they will see. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. Your look is before you. I see your look is before you. Your voice, your song will favor you. Your prayer shall favor you. Everything about you favor you. He says, surely as you have said in my ear, so will I hear. As you have declared, let it be established. As you bind, it is bound. As you lose, it is loosed. In the name of Jesus, you will come back with a testimony. Your Christian walk is not a shame. It's not a fluke. It's not a joke. You will have results. Your prayers will be honored. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and give thanks. Go ahead. Make mention of things. Make mention of things. Go ahead and give thanks. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Make mention of things. Give thanks. Declare that you're coming back with a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand if you believe it.